You're listening to the audio production of Grace and Glory, 365 Devotions for a Life Transformed by Jesus, by Louis Giglio, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeby. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse 11. Introduction. Psalm 84 has been a banner text over my life, Shelley's life, and our ministry. It's where we got the term doorkeeper or door holder to describe the kind of people we wanted to build the passion movement with. It's where I've returned time and time again for encouragement of God's blessing, strengthening, and provision for all those who dwell near to him. Even the lowly sparrow has a home near his altar. It's only fitting, as I set out to put together this journey you're embarking on, that the inspiration would come from Psalm 84. In the King James Version, some of you just gave a little inner shout of praise for the KJV, we read these words in verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. It's a stunning promise, one that I believe can change everything for you if you are willing to take him at his word and receive this astounding gift of unthinkable generosity. If God came to most of us and said, I'll give you any two things you can ask for, just say the words, and they're yours, I'm not sure how high on the list of answers we'd find grace and glory. Even now, your mind may have jumped to a dozen other responses. Good health, that job you've had your eye on, that relationship you've been pursuing. Or maybe you would have gone more spiritual with something like peace, or in the tradition of Solomon, wisdom. But grace? Glory? Probably not. And yet, as God always does, he works in exactly the ways that he knows we most need. And the longer I have followed him, the more I'm convinced that grace and glory aren't only what most satisfy my heart, they are the anchors that keep me connected to the throne room, to the cross, and to the awesome and wondrous reality that awaits all of us who are in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?